You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Last year, 15 Utahns lost their lives in bicycle-related accidents, and 49 experienced serious injuries. That's the deadliest year in Utah for bike accidents since the Utah Department of Public Safety started keeping track several years ago. Now that summer is here, Intermountain Health safety and trauma teams are reminding bicycle riders of the importance of wearing a helmet and following safe riding practices. Intermountain Health treated more than 2,700 bicycle-related injuries in its emergency departments in Utah and Idaho in 2022. Bicycle-related incidents historically rise during the summer months, peaking in July. Some of these traumatic injuries could be prevented simply by wearing a helmet. Intermountain trauma experts say a good-fitting helmet should fit snugly on the head and sit level on the head from back to front. For an optimal fit, use the simple 2-2-2 rule. This includes making sure there's a two-finger gap between the top of the eyebrow and the front of the helmet. Using two fingers to make a V shape and placing the V under the earlobe, this is where the strap should sit. Then, turn the two fingers sideways and place them flat between the chin and the strap, and adjusting the strap as needed. Helmet Safety, which is part of the Hold On to Dear Life Injury Prevention Program, expands on Intermountain's commitment to keep children and families healthy in their communities and is part of the Primary Promise Healthy Kids Initiative. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.